NCIL logo, National Council on Independent Living. Disability equity during disasters. A toolkit for passing the Real Emergency Access for Aging and Disability Inclusion, REAADI, for Disasters Act and the Disaster Relief Medicaid Act, DRMA. August 2021. Contents. Introduction. Disability and Disasters Talking Points. The REAADI for Disasters Act. DRMA. REAADI for Disasters Act and DRMA Advocacy Tools. Sample REAADI for Disasters Act Letter of Support. Sample DRMA Letter of Support. Sample Action Alert. Sample Scripts. Dash sample email / phone script to members of Congress. Dash sample Facebook post. Dash sample tweets. REAADI for Disasters Act and DRMA One Pager. Tips. Dash tips for hosting an online town hall. Dash tips for holding a press conference. Dash tips for writing a press release. Dash tips for writing an op-ed. Dash tips for having a virtual Hill visit. Resources. Introduction. All too often, the disaster-related needs of disabled people are overlooked or ignored. Disabled people face often insurmountable barriers during and after disasters, resulting in disabled people and older adults being 2 to 4 times more likely to die or be seriously injured during a disaster. This is the direct result of the discrimination and exclusion we face in disaster planning and preparedness, response, recovery, and mitigation efforts. We know all too well the many stories of preventable harm to our community, inaccessible communication systems that leave people without access to information about escalating conditions or evacuation plans, barriers to safe evacuations that leave people stuck in disaster zones, failure to plan for emergency electricity needs, inaccessible shelters and disaster recovery centers, inaccessible registration processes for aid, housing, and other critical services, loss of healthcare and long-term services and supports, involuntary institutionalizations, and the many other barriers and violations of our rights that result in tragedy. The egregious failures to meet our needs before, during, and after disasters are a violation of our civil rights. Changing this is a matter of survival. Congress has reintroduced two important bills, the Real Emergency Access for Aging and Disability Inclusion, REAADI, for Disasters Act, S-2658/H.R. 4938, and the Disaster Relief Medicaid Act, DRMA, S-2646/H.R. 4937. These bills will help address and dismantle the barriers disabled people face before, during, and after disasters. They will help ensure the diverse voices of disabled people and older adults are included in disaster preparation and help remedy many of the barriers disabled people across the country face. As disasters continue to increase in frequency and severity, and as we continue to deal with disasters on top of the COVID-19 pandemic, the need to pass these bills has never been greater. This toolkit is designed to help you understand the barriers disaster-impacted disabled people and older adults face, explain how the REAADI for Disasters Act and DRMA would help address them, and provide tools to help you with your advocacy efforts. Together, we can get the REAADI for Disasters Act and DRMA passed into law. Disability and Disasters Talking Points. People with disabilities are 2 to 4 times more likely to die or sustain a critical injury during a disaster than people without disabilities. The disproportionate death and injury rates are not inevitable. They are the direct result of the discrimination and exclusion we face in disaster and emergency planning systems and processes. Disabled people are often abandoned during evacuations and turned away when seeking assistance due to discrimination and inaccessibility of services and facilities. Disasters that impact the disability community are not just acts of God. Failures in basic services such as safe water supplies and electricity unfairly and disproportionately affect disabled people. Gaps in existing basic services such as accessible transportation systems, housing, and healthcare options make it even harder for disabled people to get to safety. Restrictions in service systems, including asset limits in public programs and caps on prescription drugs, mean disabled people are prevented from adequately preparing in advance of disasters. Communities where disabled, lower income, and racially marginalized people live are particularly vulnerable to all kinds of disasters because we live in places where disasters are more likely to strike and the things that keep people safe are less reliable and well maintained in the places where we live. Inequalities in communities where people must evacuate to escape disasters often leave disabled, lower income, and racially marginalized people behind. Disabled people's rights under the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, of 1990, the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, the Civil Rights Act, the Fair Housing Act, FHA, and other laws and policies are not waived during disasters. The Riaati for Disasters Act. Senate Bill, S2658, https://www.congress.gov/bill/117th/congress/senate-bill/2658. House Bill, H.R. 4938, https://www.congress.gov/bill/117th/congress/house-bill/4938. Introduced by Senator Bob Casey, D.P.A., and Congressman Jim Langevin, D.R.I. Read the Riaati for Disasters Act one-pager and section by section from the Senate Special Committee on Aging, PDF, https://www.aging.senate.gov/imo/media/docs/riaati%21pager%20117th.pdf. Committees. House Education and Labor Committee. House Energy and Commerce Committee. House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. Emergency planning systems do not always include disabled people. They do not always anticipate our needs or accommodations. When emergencies happen, disaster response systems are often not prepared to help us. When these systems fail, disabled people can be trapped in our homes. We can be sent into institutions. We can be stranded without enough food, water, or medications. We can be left to die. People with disabilities must be included in planning how communities will respond to disasters and emergencies. Congress has introduced a bill to make sure disabled people are included in emergency planning. It is called the Real Emergency Access for Aging and Disability Inclusion, Riaati, for Disasters Act. The Riaati for Disasters Act will change an existing group, the National Advisory Committee on Individuals with Disabilities and Disasters, NASID. This group addresses the disaster-related needs of people with disabilities. They will have to include more disabled people from diverse backgrounds. The Riaati for Disasters Act will create centers to do training, technical assistance, and research. These centers will help state and local governments and others better involve people with disabilities in their local emergency planning and better meet the needs of aging and disabled members of their communities when disaster strikes. The Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, of 1990 gave disabled people the right to services in their community. This includes the right to use emergency services. The Riaati for Disasters Act makes sure local groups understand their requirements and how to ensure disabled people are prepared and remain safe during and after disasters. The Department of Justice is a federal agency that enforces the civil rights of disabled people under the ADA. The Riaati for Disasters Act would have the Department of Justice look at whether disabled people are getting the services they need in times of disaster. The Riaati for Disasters Act would also require a study to see if the way money has been spent on disasters is in compliance with disability laws. DRMA. Senate Bill, S2646, https://www.congress.gov/bill/117th/congress/senate-bill/2646. House Bill, H.R. 4937, https://www.congress.gov/bill/117th/congress/house-bill/4937. Introduced by Senator Bob Casey, D.P.A., and Congressman Jimmy Panetta, DCA. Read the DRMA one-pager and section by section from the Senate Special Committee on Aging, PDF, https://www.aging.senate.gov/imo/media/docs/DRMA%21%20pager%20 and %20 section by section.pdf. Committees. House Energy and Commerce Committee. House Ways and Means Committee. Senate Finance Committee. People are often forced to leave their homes during disasters. Sometimes people need to leave their state. If a person receives health care or home and community-based services, HCBS, through Medicaid, moving to another state often means losing those programs. Do not pay the workers who help us in our homes if we have to leave our home state to be safe from a disaster. Congress has introduced another bill to address the needs of people with disabilities who are affected by disasters and need to relocate to another state. This bill is called the Disaster Relief Medicaid Act, DRMA. The Disaster Relief Medicaid Act, DRMA, would establish a new category for Medicaid-eligible people from disaster areas. They will be known as relief-eligible survivors. Help relief-eligible survivors keep their Medicaid services if they need to move out of state. Create a simpler process for relief-eligible survivors to apply and be approved for Medicaid services. Provide assistance and funding to states to support the needs of relief-eligible survivor. Implement a grant to help states create an emergency response corps to provide HCBS to relief-eligible survivors. RIAADI for Disasters Act and DRMA Advocacy Tools. Sample RIAADI for Disasters Act Letter of Support. Dear Senator/Congressman or Committee/Subcommittee members. On behalf of our organization, organization name, and the people we serve, we write to you today to ask your support for S2658/H.R4938, the Real Emergency Access for Aging and Disability Inclusion, RIAADI, for Disasters Act. Insert description of the agency and the work it does related to disability disaster preparedness and response. As the nation moves toward the annual observance of Emergency Preparedness Month in September, it is a good time to reflect on how people with disabilities have been left behind as communities have prepared for and responded to disasters of all types. The lack of inclusion of people with disabilities has meant we have faced evacuation challenges, inaccessible shelters, forced institutionalization and inability to return to our communities because of barriers to affordable, accessible housing when disaster has struck. The RIAADI for Disasters Act will address these barriers. The RIAADI for Disasters Act will ensure that older adults and people with disabilities are considered in preparation for, response to, recovery from, and mitigation of disasters. The bill expands the National Advisory Committee on Individuals with Disabilities and Disasters to focus on accessible communications, transportation, evacuation, sheltering and healthcare issues during major emergencies. The legislation also calls for creation of a network of training and technical assistance centers to help states and localities better prepare themselves to include older adults and those with access and functional needs in their planning, preparation, response, and recovery systems. The bill calls for a review of federal spending in past disasters to determine if those monies were spent in accordance with the Americans with Disabilities Act and requires the Department of Justice to examine the performance of states and communities in protecting the civil rights of people with disabilities and older adults during and following disasters. Finally, it recognizes the vital role played by Centers for Independent Living in local response to disasters. As a matter of life and death for aging and disabled people, we ask your support of the RIAADI for Disasters Act, S2658/H.R. 4938. Thank you. Your name and /or organization name. Sample DRMA Letter of Support. Dear Senator/Congressman or Committee/Subcommittee members. On behalf of our organization, organization name, and the people we serve, we write to you today to ask your support for S2646/H.R. 4937, the Disaster Relief Medicaid Act, DRMA. Insert description of the agency and the work it does related to disability disaster preparedness and response. As our country has dealt with the COVID-19 pandemic, the disability community has borne a disproportionate burden of the infections and deaths, with people in institutional settings accounting for a significant portion of the lives we've lost. This pandemic has only solidified what we've always known about institutions. Yet during disasters, disabled people are frequently institutionalized, and often becomes even more true when disabled people and older adults must evacuate across state lines. The Disaster Relief Medicaid Act, DRMA, has recently been reintroduced to address this issue. DRMA would provide time-limited access to Medicaid services in the community to relief-eligible survivors, eligible Medicaid beneficiaries residing in covered areas, ensuring continued access to critical Medicaid community-based long-term services and supports for people who need to relocate due to a disaster. DRMA would also provide technical assistance and support to states to develop strategies for supporting evacuating individuals in need of Medicaid services. As a matter of life and death for aging and disabled people, we ask your support of DRMA, S2646/HR4937. Thank you. Your name and /or organization name. Sample action alert. Ask Congress to support the REIOTI for Disasters Act and DRMA. Your organization name is excited by the recent reintroduction of two important bills that will help address the barriers disabled people face before, during, and after disasters, the Real Emergency Access for Aging and Disability Inclusion, REIOTI, for Disasters Act, S2658/HR4938, and the Disaster Relief Medicaid Act, DRMA, S2646/HR4937. The REIOTI for Disasters Act will help ensure the diverse voices of disabled people and older adults are included in disaster preparation, response, recovery, and mitigation. It will ensure states and localities better include and support disabled residents through the creation of a national network of training and technical assistance centers. It will require a review of spending to ensure compliance with the American with Disabilities Act and a review of the extent to which disabled people's civil rights are upheld during and after disasters. It will also recognize and strengthen the role Centers for Independent Living, CILS, play in local disaster response. DRMA will help ensure disabled people who are forced to move out of state because of disasters are able to keep their Medicaid services. DRMA would provide states with resources and supports to enable this change, including a time-limited increased FMAP. Read more about the REIOTI for Disasters Act, PDF, https://www.aging.senate.gov/imo/media/docs/REIOTI%21pager%20117th.pdf. Read more about DRMA, PDF, https://www.aging.senate.gov/imo/media/docs/DRMA%21%20pager%20and%20section by section.pdf. Ask your senators and representative to support these bills. Take action. Call your members of Congress. Call the Capitol switchboard at 202-224-3121, voice, or 202-224-3091, TTY. Ask to be connected to your senators or representative. You can find your senator's contact forms at senate.gov, https://www.senate.gov/general/contact_information/senators_cfm.cfm, and your representative's contact form at house.gov/representatives, https://www.house.gov/representatives. You can find your members' phone numbers, Twitter handles, Facebook pages, and other contact information on Contacting Congress, https://contactingcongress.org/. You can use ResistBut, https://resistbut.io/, to turn texts into faxes, mail, or hand-delivered letters by texting RESIST to 50409. Sample scripts. Sample email / phone script to members of Congress. Hi, my name is Name, and I am from City, State. I am calling / writing to urge you to sponsor the Real Emergency Access for Aging and Disabilities Inclusion, REAADI, for Disasters Act and the Disaster Relief Medicaid Act, DRMA. These are two critical bills that will help disaster-impacted disabled people and older adults. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, disabled people were 2 to 4 times more likely to be injured or die in a disaster. As you likely know, those rates skyrocketed during this pandemic, with disabled people and older adults getting infected and dying at staggering rates. These disproportionate rates are not a byproduct of our disabilities, they are the direct result of the discrimination, inaccessibility, and exclusion we face. The REAADI for Disasters Act and DRMA aim to change this. The REAADI for Disasters Act would make sure disabled people of all backgrounds are involved in emergency planning and through all stages of disaster response. It would help to ensure our rights are enforced and support federal agencies and states in these efforts. DRMA would ensure people who must relocate across state lines can maintain access to needed Medicaid supports and services, and it would support states in responding to increased disaster-related needs. Disabled people across the country are dying unnecessary deaths. The REAADI for Disasters Act, S2658/HR4938, and DRMA, S2646/HR4937, will change that. As your constituent, I urge you to support these life-saving bills. Thank you for your time. Your name. Asterisk if leaving a voicemail or emailing, please leave your full street address and zip code. This will ensure your call or email is tallied. Sample Facebook post. At your senator or representative, when disaster strikes, your disabled constituents face overwhelming barriers and disproportionate rates of death and serious injury. These are often the direct result of discrimination and exclusion from disaster planning, response, and recovery efforts. The Real Emergency Access for Aging and Disability Inclusion, number REAADI, for Disasters Act, S2658/HR4938, and the Disaster Relief Medicaid Act, number DRMA, S2646/HR4937, are two critical bills that will help address the disaster-related barriers disabled people face. As your constituent, I urge you to support these important bills. Sample tweets. At your senator or representative, effective emergency preparedness and disaster response are a matter of life and death for disabled people. Please support your disabled constituents by supporting the number REAADI for Disasters Act. 2 to 4 times as many disabled people and older adults die or are seriously injured in disasters. The number REAADI for Disasters Act and number DRMA will save lives. At your senator or representative, please support these important bills. Including disabled people in emergency preparedness and disaster response is a matter of survival. The number REAADI for Disasters Act will save lives. At your senator or representative, please support this bill. The number REAADI for Disasters Act and number DRMA will address and dismantle the barriers disabled people face before, during, and after disasters. At your senator or representative, please support these critical bills. Institutionalizations increase during disasters because disabled people lose services and supports. This is especially true if forced to move across state lines. At your senator or representative, please support the number REAADI for Disasters Act and number DRMA to keep people safe at home. REAADI for Disasters Act and DRMA one pager. People with disabilities and older adults are 2 to 4 times more likely to die or be seriously injured during a disaster than non-disabled people. This is largely because all too often, the disaster-related needs of disabled people and older adults are overlooked or ignored. Congress has just reintroduced two important bills, the Real Emergency Access for Aging and Disability Inclusion, REAADI, for Disasters Act, S2658/HR4938, and the Disaster Relief Medicaid Act, DRMA, S2646/HR4937. These bills will help address and dismantle the barriers disabled people face before, during, and after disasters. They will help ensure the diverse voices of disabled people and older adults are included in disaster preparation and help remedy many of the barriers that disabled people across the country face. The Riaadi for Disasters Act will ensure the diverse disabled voices of disabled people and older adults are included in disaster preparation, response, recovery, and mitigation by expanding the National Advisory Committee on Individuals with Disabilities and Disasters. Ensure states and localities can better include and support disabled residents through a national network of training and technical assistance centers. Review disaster spending compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act. Examine how states and communities uphold the civil rights of disabled people during and after disasters. DRMA will ensure disabled people and older adults forced to move out of state because of disasters are able to keep their critical Medicaid coverage and services. Provide states with resources and supports to enable this change. As disasters continue to increase in frequency and severity, and as we continue to deal with disasters on top of the COVID-19 pandemic, the need to pass these bills has never been greater. Please support the Riaadi for Disasters Act and DRMA. Tips. Tips for hosting an online town hall. Town hall events provide members of Congress, staffers, and other policy makers with an opportunity to hear from disabled and aging people in their communities. People can share their experiences from past disasters and express concerns about future disasters. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, many activities are being held remotely, but town halls can still be held successfully online. Here are some tips for hosting an online town hall. Set a date and time. The recommended length of an event is 2 hours. Make sure to consider potential participant work schedules and other set events including religious holidays or observances. Identify format and facilitator/presenter, S. Organize accessibility accommodations, ASL interpreters, CART transcription services, audio descriptions, and plain language materials. Make sure the invitation includes accessibility information and there is contact information people can use for questions or to request additional accommodations. Develop invitation list. Invite members of Congress and staffers, state Medicaid directors, state and local emergency preparedness and response system administrators, FEMA disability integration coordinators, local non-governmental response organizations, American Red Cross, consumers, advocacy organizations, and others. Send out invitations and publicize the event. Use community calendars, social media, and press releases to obtain earned media to promote the event. Consider whether you want to encourage attendees to submit questions ahead of time. Create an agenda and make it available to everyone. Decide whether you want to send it out before the event. After the event, gather the input from participants and put them into a document as a report out. Send thank you communications to participants and include the report out. Tips for holding a press conference. Press conferences are events that can help you and your community or organization generate news, often about an event, cause, or project. Press conferences are a great opportunity to get your message out to a broad audience. Here are some tips for holding a press conference. Before the event, define the key message, S, you want to get out to the community. Select speakers who will be able to communicate those messages to the media. This can be members of your organization, other community members, people from partner organizations, politicians, or others. Select a moderator. Set a date and time. Recognize that you may have to schedule a press conference on short notice if you're responding to breaking news, but a lot of the groundwork can be laid ahead of time. When scheduling, make sure to consider speaker and potential participant work schedules and other set events, including religious holidays or observances and other major press events. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays tend to be good days for press conferences, as they are often slower news days. Mid to late morning, 10 to 11 a.m., tends to be a good time to get maximum news coverage and increase your chances that your event/issue will be covered in the afternoon or evening news. Organize accessibility accommodations, ASL interpreters, CART transcription services, audio descriptions, plain language materials. Make sure the invitation includes accessibility information and that there is contact information people can use for questions or to request additional accommodations. Develop invitation list. Include assignment editors and reporters at television stations, news directors at radio stations, and editors and reporters at local and major newspapers. You may also want to contact reporters who have covered similar issues in the past. Send out invitations and publicize the event. Make sure to follow up after invitations are sent. During the event, have members of the press sign in with their affiliation. If you are hosting a virtual event, many platforms allow you to keep track of who enters the virtual room. Make sure the event starts as close to on time as possible. Have each speaker speak for about 3 to 5 minutes. The speaker's presentations should end after 30 to 45 minutes. After speakers are done, a moderator should allow time for the press to ask questions. After the event, to the extent possible, personally thank the representatives from the press who attended the press conference. Keep track of your press contacts for future events. Tips for writing a press release. A press release, also known as a press statement or news/media release, is a way to make an announcement to media outlets and beyond. The goal of a press release is that the media outlets you notify will be interested and spread the word. Most press releases are short, 1 to 2 pages long, and provide media outlets with the information they need to write their own story if they choose to do so. Organizations use press releases to promote events, cover newsworthy occasions, or make significant announcements. Typically, you will send a press release along with an email pitching your story or summarizing the information in the release. Sample press release template. Press release. For more information. Name, phone. Name, phone. Date for immediate release. If it is an event. Who, organization. What, event name or description. Where, event location. When, date and time. Attention-grabbing headline, the most important part. Optional sub-headline. City, state, introduction. This should cover all of the basic information: who, what, why, where, when, how, etc. It should be a straightforward summary. Second paragraph, a bit more detail, why this matters to you/the outlet's audience. Quote from someone involved. Press releases should include 1 or 2 quotes from key stakeholders. These may be used if the media decides to cover your story. Third paragraph, any remaining relevant information that hasn't been covered. Last paragraph, boilerplate language/background information about the subject/your organization. Number. Tips for writing an op-ed. Getting an op-ed in a newspaper is an opportunity to share your opinion with a wide audience. An op-ed is not a news story or a presentation of facts, it is your opinion about an issue, and it is an opportunity to convince people about something. Writing your op-ed. General tips. Try to keep your piece between 600 and 800 words. Make sure your main message is clear. State your main argument early and back it up throughout your op-ed. Use simple language and short sentences. Be clear and to the point. Format. First paragraph, state your opinion/argument. Try to use an attention-grabbing first sentence to make your reader want to know more. This is often referred to as a hook. Middle paragraphs, 2 to 6 paragraphs, support your opinion/argument. These are meant to convince readers of your opinion/argument. Each paragraph should make its own point in support of your larger argument. You can include personal stories, examples, or statistics. If you include facts or statistics, make sure to cite them. Last paragraph, summarize your opinion/argument and remind your readers why this issue should matter to them. You can provide a recommendation or a solution, or you can summarize your points. Pitching your op-ed. Pitches are often not always done by email. An effective pitch will include a summary of your idea in a few lines, including information about why people should care about this issue and/or why this topic is relevant now. Your relevant credentials, why are you the best person to write this? Your contact information. Your finished piece below your pitch, not as an attachment. Make sure to follow submission guidelines. Different outlets have different guidelines, including word count limits or instructions for submitting pitches. If you do not hear back in a reasonable amount of time, follow up. Resources. The Op-Ed Project, theopedproject.org, https://www.theopedproject.org/. The Learning Agency, How to Write an Op-Ed, A Step-by-Step Guide, https://www.thelearningagency.com/insights/write-an-op-ed/. Tips for having a virtual Hill visit. Scheduling your visit. Many members of Congress will have meeting request forms on their websites, or they will offer a phone number and/or email address to contact for scheduling appointments. All requests, whether made by email or phone, should contain your name, your address, so they know you are a constituent. A very brief overview of the issue, S, you want to discuss. The preferred way you would like to meet, phone, online, in person, if in person, specify the office you want to meet at. The dates and times you would like to meet, include several options if possible. Sample script. Hi, my name is your name and I live at your address. I would like to request a meeting with Senator/Representative S. name regarding two bills that are very important to me, the Real Emergency Access for Aging and Disability Inclusion, REAADI, for Disasters Act, and the Disaster Relief Medicaid Act, DRMA. These bills would help ensure disabled people's rights are protected during disasters, and in light of the COVID pandemic and the increasing disasters we are facing, this is very important to me as one of your disabled constituents. I am hoping you are able to meet, provide them with some times or dates that you are hoping to meet. Make sure to give them several options. Do you have any availability during that time? Thank you. Your name. Before your visit. Plan out your talking points, including your specific ask, S. Make sure to confirm your appointment 1 or 2 days before. If you are meeting over the phone or online, send the REAADI/DRMA one-pager ahead of time. During your visit. Be sure to show up on time. Be prepared for a short visit. Often legislators and staffers will have less than 30 minutes, and they may have even less. The more concise you can be, the better. Sample script and talking points. Thank you for taking the time to meet with me today. My name is your name, and I live in city. I am here today to talk about two bills that are very important to me, the Real Emergency Access for Aging and Disability Inclusion, REAADI, for Disasters Act, and the Disaster Relief Medicaid Act, or DRMA. These bills would help ensure disabled people's rights are protected during disasters, and in light of the COVID pandemic and the increasing disasters we are facing, this is very important to me as one of your disabled constituents. Talking point 1. Example, talk about why these bills are important to you. You can feel free to share a personal story or other examples. Talking point 2. Example, provide them with some facts. Some of the information in the resources in this toolkit may be helpful, as may some of the recommendations from the GAO and NCD reports. Talking point 3. Example, talk about how the REAADI for Disasters Act and DRMA would change things. Sample language, the REAADI for Disasters Act and DRMA aim to change this. The REAADI for Disasters Act would make sure disabled people of all backgrounds are involved in emergency planning and through all stages of disaster response. It would help to ensure our rights are enforced and support federal agencies and states in these efforts. DRMA would ensure people who must relocate across state lines can maintain access to needed Medicaid supports and services, and it would support states in responding to increased disaster-related needs. Disabled people across the country are dying unnecessary deaths. The Reality for Disasters Act and DRMA will change that for me and for your other disabled constituents. Do you have any questions, or is there any information I can provide you as you consider these issues? Allow time for questions. Thank you for taking the time to meet with me today. Tips. Recognize that you might be meeting with your legislator, or you might be meeting with your staff. This is still a great opportunity to talk with them about why the Reality for Disasters Act and DRMA are important, as they will relay this information and may make recommendations to your legislator. While it is helpful to plan out your talking points ahead of time, it is fine to bring notes with you to your meeting. It is okay to say you don't know something. If they ask you a question and you don't have the answer, that gives you an opportunity to follow up with them with more information after the meeting. It is also much better to say you don't know than to provide inaccurate information. After your visit, follow up with a thank you and any information you said you'd follow up with. Sample script. Dear Senator/Representative Name. Thank you for taking the time to meet with me on date. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you about the Reality for Disasters Act and DRMA and their importance to your disabled constituents. You will recall that we touched on list the key issues or summarize your talking points. If you said you would provide follow-up information, include it here. I hope we can count on your support for these important bills. As we discussed during our meeting, both the Reality for Disasters Act and DRMA are critical for your disabled constituents and for disabled people across the country. I look forward to staying in touch about this issue, and please do not hesitate to contact me if I can answer any questions. Thank you again for your time. Sincerely. Your name. Asterisk if they committed to sponsoring the bill, S., make sure to thank them. Resources. Department of Homeland Security, DHS tips for effectively communicating with the whole community in disasters, https://www.dhs.gov/publication/tips effectively communicating protected populations during preparedness response and NCIL resolution, inclusive emergency management, September 2019 https://advocacymonitor.com/SIL resolution/inclusive emergency management/government accountability office, GAO, report, disaster assistance, FEMA action needed to better support individuals who are older or have disabilities, May 2019 https://www.gao.gov/assets/gao19-318.pdf. National Council on Disability, NCD, report, Preserving Our Freedom, Ending Institutionalization of People with Disabilities During and After Disasters, May 2019 https://ncd.gov/site/default/files/ncd_preserving_our_freedom_508.pdf. Disability Rights North Carolina, The Storm After the Storm, Disaster, Displacement, and Disability Following Hurricane Florence, February 2019 https://disabilityrights.org/wp-content/upload/2019/02/drnc-report_the-storm-after-the-storm2.5.19.pdf. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Recommendations for Emergency Managers for Improving the Delivery of Disaster Assistance to Disaster Survivors with Disabilities, April 2019. English, https://www.dhs.gov/site/default/files/publications/adg-listening-sess-science-recommendations_english_0.pdf. Spanish, https://www.dhs.gov/site/default/files/publications/adg-listening-sessions-recommendations_spanish.pdf. These recommendations were made following listening sessions in a number of communities heavily impacted by natural disasters in 2017 and 2018. Read more information about those listening sessions with disability stakeholders, https://www.dhs.gov/publication/civil-rights-listening-sessions-disability-stakeholders. American Association of Retired Persons, AARP Left Adrift, A Snapshot of Texas Assisted Living Facility Care During Hurricane Harvey with Policy Recommendations, August 2018 https://cd.states.aarp.pstops.com/3e/0b/6403554811b2b6b4e85b31a7 7 e85/2018-08 Left Adrift Report.pdf. The Partnership for Inclusive Disaster Strategies, Getting It Wrong, An Indictment with a Blueprint for Getting It Right, May 2018 https://disasterstrategies.org/partnership-releases-2017-2018 After Action Report Department of Justice, DOJ ADA Best Practices Toolkit for State and Local Governments, March 2017 https://www.ada.gov/pcatookit/toolkitmaine.htm. See in particular, Chapter 3 plus Addendum, General Effective Communication Requirements under Title 2 of the ADA, Chapter 4 plus Addendum, 9-1-1 and Emergency Communications Services, Chapter 5 plus Addendum, Website Accessibility under Title 2 of the ADA, Chapter 7 plus Addenda, Emergency Management under Title 2 of the ADA. Government Accountability Office, Federal Disaster Assistance, FEMA's progress in aiding individuals with disabilities could be further enhanced, February 2017 https://www.gov/products/gov17-200. Department of Homeland Security, DHS Notice from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security Office for Civil Rights and Civil Liberties, FEMA Office of Equal Rights, and FEMA Office of Disability Integration and Coordination, December 2016 https://www.dhs.gov/site/default/files/publication/notice-nondiscrimination-during-disasters.pdf. Guidance from Department of Justice, DOJ, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, and Department of Transportation, DOT, to state and local governments and other federally assisted recipients engaged in emergency preparedness, response, mitigation, and recovery activities on compliance with Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, August 2016 https://www.justice.gov/crt/file/885401/download. NCIL, Building Relationships with Local Emergency Management, November 2014 https://advocacymonitor.com/NCIL Emergency Preparedness Subcommittee presents a new document Building Relationships with Local Emergency Management Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA Guidance on Planning for Integration of Functional Needs Support Services in General Population Shelters, November 2010 https://www.fema.gov/pdf/about/odic/fnss_guidance.pdf. National Council on Disability, NCD Effective Emergency Management, Making Improvements for Communities and People with Disabilities, August 2009 https://ncd.gov/publication/2009/og122009. DOJ, An ADA Guide for Local Governments, Making Community Emergency Preparedness and Response Programs Accessible to People with Disabilities, August 2006 https://www.ada.gov/emergencyprep.htm. National Council on Disability, NCD The Impact of Hurricanes Katrina and Rita on People with Disabilities, A Look Back and Remaining Challenges, August 2006 https://www.ncd.gov/publications/2006/og072006. National Council on Disability, NCD. The needs of people with disabilities with psychiatric disabilities during and after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, position paper and recommendations, July 2006 https://www.ncd.gov/publications/2006/07142006.